Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. Thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful afternoon. Praise God and thank God for you. Praise God and thanks be unto God that gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God is a faithful, faithful God. We can count on him because he is faithful. I'm reminded of the psalmist David said, if it had, I would have fainted. If it had not been for the faithfulness of God or the goodness of God in the land of the living. So praise God because he is faithful. No matter what we're faced with, we hold fast to the word of God and don't let go and stand in faith. God will honor your faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the throne room of God. We don't start anything here unless we go before the Lord. Father, we just thank you on this beautiful day. Thank you, Father, for you are the glory and the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made. And Father, we rejoice. We be glad in it because you are God and you make us, Father God, to rejoice in you. Hallelujah. For you have strengthened us with all power and all might in the inner man. And we thank you, Father God. And Father, I decrease as you increase. And I ask that each and every one that are listening, Father, that your word would take root in their hearts, Father God, where Satan will not steal the word, but the word would be nurtured and would grow into maturity. And it would be life-changing, Father God, where they would be changed from glory to glory by your presence. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, last week we did part one, the power of prayer and intercession and standing in the gap. That was part one on last week. And on this week, I'm going to do part two. But before I get into part two, I want to just kind of brief recap those for the benefit of those that wasn't listening on last week. I'll give you a brief recap and some of the scriptures. I'm not going to go into all of it or go into full detail, but I'll just give you just a little bit. You can go back and study. We talked about the power of intercession and standing in the gap and how important that is that we stand in the gap. We looked at the examples of Moses as a leader, how he stood in the gap as God was going to destroy the Israelites because of their sin. And God was just tired of them, and he was just going to wipe them out and start fresh and anew of just new people. But because of Moses interceded for the people, he went on the behalf of the Israelites. He wanted to make atonement for their sins. So instead, he went as the intercessor for them. And because of Moses reminding God of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God spared the life of the Israelites because of one man, their leader Moses, standing in the gap. And we looked at another one here where we saw here where the church interceded day and night for Peter when Peter was cast into prison. And James had already been killed. And they were going to kill Peter, I'm sure, because they had put him in prison. They had him chained up, double chains on him to make sure he didn't get away. They had him sleeping between two guards, plus they had guards at the door. So that tells you where Peter's fate. But because of the church interceding night and day. Peter was miraculously removed by the angels of the Lord. The angels of the Lord came into the jail, shined the light, hit Peter, told him to get up, put your clothes on, and get up and get out of here. And they escorted Peter right on out of the jail, all because of the church, people interceding for him, praying day and night. Okay, and we are to pray and intercede for one another. That's Matthew 18, 19, and 20. Oh, and for Peter, that was Acts chapter 12, 5 through 8. And then we said praying and interceding for our nation. We pray and intercede for our nation. That means all of those that are in authority, according to 1 Peter 2:14, we said that was established as our president, governors, mayors, judges, police chiefs, police officers, judges, lawyers, city officials, anyone that's in any type of authority. We are to pray and intercede for them. We're to intercede one to another, Matthew 18 and 19. 18, 19, and 20. We're to intercede one to another for whatever the need in their life be. So part two, we're going to look at the intercession of one man, the ultimate intercessor. The ultimate intercessor that came on the scene. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 59:16. That is our foundation scripture. That's Isaiah 59, chapter 59, verse 16. And it reads, "And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness sustained him." Okay, so the God here was speaking through the prophet Isaiah, and the prophet, and one thing with the prophet spoke what God said, and that's what the Old Testament prophets did. Whatever God told them to say, that's what they said. God was speaking here through the prophet Isaiah and telling him that there was no man, no intercessor there, okay? And God sent. He ended up sending an intercessor. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit more. But there was no man, you know, to intervene on the behalf of the truth. There had been a lot of sin, a lot of things going on in the land, and God wasn't pleased with it. And he was reminded of his covenant that he had established with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he did not destroy, but instead he sought for a man that would intervene on the behalf of the truth, on behalf of the righteousness. So God could not find one. So God said his own arm brought him righteousness, his own arm. That his own arm, that would be coming from him, right? So that would be Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ having the measure, the spirit without measure. So Jesus had to come down from heaven because there was not a man found perfect on this land that was sinless, that could go and stand in the gap on the behalf of anyone here. Because remember, in the Old Testament, sacrifices that were made and atonement, that had to be a lamb that was spotless. You could not go and just get any kind of lamb, a lamb that maybe had one leg or something's wrong with it some type of way. It had to be perfect. It had to be perfect. It had to be flawless. So the same with a man standing in the gap for humanity. There was no man that could stand in the gap for humanity because there was no perfect man here. So Jesus himself, he had to come down in the likeness of flesh, yet he condemned sin in the flesh, and he walked on this earth, lived just like we did. He lived human and divine, just as he walked on this earth as we did, but he did not sin. So when Jesus came and he poured out his life unto death, that covered our transgressions, that covered our sins, that covered our sins that we done in the past, covered our sins for the future, it covered our sins. And not only that, it just covered our sins, it removed them. And the sin of mankind, and he made intercession for all of us that transgressed. And we know we all have transgressed against God's word, against his law in some way. We all have transgressed. And Jesus came, he came and shed his blood, so that we would not be, we would not die and be found without Christ, without life. But he came, he said that we may have life and life more abundantly, and he's there, continually there, making intercession for us. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Look at Isaiah 53 and 12. Again, the prophet Isaiah prophesying again of Jesus Christ, what his purpose he was coming here for. Isaiah 53 and 12. Therefore will I give him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. So he bore the sin of many. He bore the sin of all mankind and made intercession for all of us to transgress, even down to them when they were putting him to death. He still was making intercession as they were crucifying him. And yet he still said on the cross, he says, Father, he prayed for them, and he said, Father, to forgive them. That's Luke 23 and 34. He asked the Father to forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He says, they know not what they do. Forgive them. So he was still making intercession for those that were doing wrong, even when he was being put to death. And that's a powerful intercessor. Let's look at Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 22 and 30. Ezekiel 22 and 30 says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me and the land, that I should not destroy, but I found none. Hallelujah. Now, this was Ezekiel, God speaking through the prophet Ezekiel. You see, he spoke to Isaiah about it. He spoke to Jeremiah. And now he's speaking to Ezekiel. God went all down through time looking for a man that would stand in the gap, and he could not find one. And he said here, that would build up the hedge. That would build up the wall. The hedge meaning the wall. That would build up the wall. And that was a wall of righteousness, because it hadn't been breached. The wall of righteousness had been breached. The breaking, the laws had been broken. The commandments, all of them, they had been violated. The conduct of the people were awful. They were just in total violation of God's laws, of his word. I mean, they had just totally forgot. They had forgotten God. They had forgotten the Ten Commandments. They just did whatever they wanted to do idols. So God was tired of it, and he did seek for a man that would stand in the gap, that would rebuild the wall up for righteousness' sake. And he could not find one, so he decided that he would he wouldn't destroy the land, but he found he had to send his son Jesus because he could not find anyone worthy that was sinless to be an advocate on the behalf of the people. So God sent Jesus, which he came down through 42 generations. He came down so that he died on the cross. Again, he lived on this earth, died on the cross for our sins, and he's still now on the right hand of the Father, which we're going to get into that a little bit later. But right now, let's go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. Romans 8 and 34 says, who is it that condemn? Or shall Christ that had died, rather that it is risen again? Who is even at the right hand of God? And this is what I want to focus on here. Who also maketh intercession for us. Okay, he's making intercession for us. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And when he ascended back to heaven, he was sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he's there constantly making intercession for us here on this earth. He is ultimate intercessor, because he's making intercession for us day and night when we don't know what we need to pray for and we don't know what's good for us or how we should pray. And so many times we have thought that this was the way that we should go. This is the path in which we should go. Or this is how we should do this or that. And after things begin to manifest and we realize that's not the way we should go. Because of Jesus there making intercession for us, allowing us, letting us know, you know, putting it in our spirit, this is not the way. This is not the way and the path in which you should go. He's there making intercession for us. Praise God that he is there making intercession for us. Because if we had no one there making intercession for us constantly, we would be in a mess. We would be in a total mess. But praise God that he sent Jesus as our intercessor. Okay, and as he stood in the gap for us, pleading, making intercession for us. And Hebrews 7:25 says, let's see that. That's Hebrews 7:25. And Hebrews 7:25, he is still making intercession for us. And he's making intercession for us. And he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And it says, for them, that's for us. He's forever living to make intercession for us because he is our high priest. And he is making intercession, and he lives for that. Hallelujah. We no longer have to go and have Aaron as the high priest to go offer up atonement for our sins and go into the Holy of Holies. When the veil was ripped, we can go into the Holy of Holies ourselves. We can go to Jesus Christ ourselves. We can go to God ourselves because he is our intercessor, and we have free access now to go unto God for ourselves. Praise God. And let's look at Hebrews 9 and 24. Praise God. God is constantly intervening for us. Hallelujah. He is for us, and he is intervening on our behalf. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24. But Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Okay? He's appearing in the presence of God for us. So he has not just entered into a sanctuary, you know, a human sanctuary made with hands. That's what the tabernacle was. But he is entered into the heavenly place, into heaven itself, now appearing in the very presence of God on our behalf. Jesus took our place. He took our place. He is forever making intercession for us. Let's look at 1 John 2 and 1, which 1 John tells us that we have an intercessor, an advocate. We have one. And that's, he says here in 1 John 2, 1, it says, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Notice here that he's telling them little children. He's calling them little children. And he's saying to not to sin, but if you do, we have an advocate. Okay, now he's saying little children here, and just throw this in. When we come mature, we're on meat. We're no longer little children. We're no longer on milk, but we're on food. We're on meat now. So when you become older in Christ, you are on meat. You're growing in maturity and to where more is expected. So you no longer will be called a little child. But he's speaking here saying little children. So we have an advocate. Even when we blow it, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous, which he is making intercession for us, and that he is the propitiation for our sin. So he's constantly there making intercession, interceding for us. And then on the other, we have the Holy Spirit that's in us. And the Holy Spirit will make intercession. Say, when we don't know how we should pray, when we don't know how we should pray, we just go before the Lord and just begin to pray. And the Spirit, he says, in us, the Holy Ghost in us will make intercession with groanings. Let's look at that. That's Romans chapter 6. Let's look at that. Romans chapter 6, and that's verse 27, 26 and 27. I'm sorry, that's Romans 8, 26-27. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he searcheth the hearts, knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, because it make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when we don't know what we should pray for, the Spirit in us, Jesus is there making intercession for us, but he all here in heaven and here on earth here, he gave us the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Spirit in us, it's making intercession. When we don't know how we should pray, the Spirit in us make groanings and utterance that we don't know how we should pray, but it's praying according to the will of God. And he said, the Spirit, it searches the hearts, and it knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So it's praying in the Spirit according to the will of God. Praise God. It's making intercession for us. Praise God. Praise God. And that's about all I have for you on today on intercession. But go back and study that more, because God has called each and every one of us to intercede and to witness on the behalf of others. We are to witness to them and make disciples out of all, but we also to intercede for one another. We're to stand in the gap for one another. Praise God, praise God. We don't know what anyone's going through, but when we sense something in our spirit, we are to stand in the gap. We're to intercede for them according to the will of God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I would like to also remind you that here on the Spirit Alive Network at 7 p.m. It's 7 p.m. tonight, Pacific Standard Time. Here on the Spirit Alive Network, we have Evangelist Janie Branch. But prayer changes things, so you want to go and you want to prayer, intercession, tune in with Evangelist Janie on 7 p.m. tonight, Pacific Standard Time. So, and once again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen here at the Faith Cafe. And I pray that the Word of God will impact you, empower you, and inspire you, that you will want to go on and do the will of God, and your destiny would be fulfilled, which God called you to. Praise God. And just remember 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And from all of us here, I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, until next time, we say, be ye transformed and have a blessed night. Good night.